This is Sandy Brown Jensen, and you're listening to Viz City, KLCC's Arts Review Program.
And this is Terry Way. Today we're going over to Maude Kern's Arts Center here in Eugene and looking at the 23rd annual Day of the Dead exhibit, Art, Altars, and Fiesta. It's packed full of goodies again this year, and this is the 23rd time. They're getting good at this one.
Oh, it was really, it's really fun. I happened to come in the back door, and they have all these great things for sale. So I'm afraid that I, you know, dropped $20 or $30 before I even started the show.
Yeah, I did too.
Because there's so many neat things to buy.
Yeah.
But once the show, you know, I got into the show, I was drawn right away to a piece by our local artist, Annalie Fuentes. She has a 3D altar, which is very traditional, to honor the passing of Rick Bartow, April of 2016. Mm-hmm. Did you see that piece?
I did, and there were many things like that in this, mm-hmm. but what I realized is it makes a huge, obviously, a huge difference if you actually knew the person the altar's dedicated
to. That's right. Inside is a little skeleton painting with a dog, mm-hmm. and she's made three miniature paintings, which are miniatures of Bartow's recognizable,
right.
iconic paintings.
Right.
That is amazing.
Right. And there's a picture of him and all this, the standard altar kinds of things. He was a musician, so there's a guitar in there.
Yeah.
It's just, you look at it, I knew him, and it's like, wow, that's really meaningful.
Mm-hmm.
Then I guess I was kind of drawn to the little bitty stuff this year because the two or three I was really looked at was one of them, or two of them actually, is by Senya Eichengreen. They are bead embroidery, tiny little things. One is called the bone, and one is called the giraffe. They're very nicely done. They're like micro mosaics, shiny on a field of black.
Mm-hmm.
Really nice, easy to walk by because they're so small.
I was really drawn to things which were not acrylic and oil paintings this time, too. Among them were three fabric art pieces by Mavis Leahy. She does embroidery and applique techniques. These are with very traditional Day of the Dead themes of death and mm-hmm. life.
Well, the one common theme is skulls all over the place. I mean,
mm-hmm.
everything has skulls in it. So when I saw a series of four skulls that jumped out at me again because of their size, I think, and they're just perfectly done by Dale Justice. It's called The Inside is Outside, and it's a series of four, and it's ink on paper. And he uses kind of a pointillistic style with almost a pearlescent ink. And they look very much like the embroidery ones. So I don't know why I'm being drawn to these little tiny
ones.
Well,
we shouldn't finish without mentioning the giant altars that are there, made by groups of people to honor other groups of people or individuals. And these are multi-tiered extravaganzas of the foods a person like, of marigolds, of images and photographs and letters.
And I remember, I remember the first year I saw this, it was totally unique. You won't see this kind of stuff anywhere in this area that I know of.
Mm-hmm.
This is a real opportunity to see altars. And
it's super cool, and it's a great place to buy little tin ornaments with Frida Kahlo in them.
We're talking about the 23rd annual Day of the Dead exhibit at Maude Kern's. It runs through November 4th. This has been Viz City. I'm Terry Way.
And I'm Sandy Brown Jensen.